Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
We doom scrolling?
We are doom scrolling.
Let's do it.
There's a little debate online right now about a teacher in Texas, a first-year teacher at a junior high. The teacher, in every article I've looked at, I just checked again, still remaining unnamed. But this teacher was recorded allegedly having a little bit of a breakdown or a rant about the students.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of people who are saying this teacher's got to go. You know, can't be a teacher, shouldn't be a teacher. Then there are others that are saying maybe we should have a little compassion because of COVID. This teacher is a first-year teacher, and there are labor shortages and everything
sure.
else. Then there's also the people in the comments section. What they kind of say what I was thinking, which is my teachers used to go on these rants sometimes. Now, maybe not this bad, though. So I'm going to play you some of this audio. But she does talk about her kids being morons. And the worst part is I think – what she says towards the end.
If I have to keep dealing with kids that are complete and utter morons, I'm done. I'm literally done. I want to be fired at this point. I literally am going to hurt myself if I have to keep coming here.
Okay, I'm going to hurt myself if I have to keep coming here. I want to be done. And then she says, if these kids fell into a river.
Hold on a second. Is she in front of the kids?
This is what I've been trying to... Now, they are heavily implying...
Why would you say that?
Exactly. When this story first came out, it said
that... The wording isn't like...
Like she's in front of students. Exactly. And
but the wording doesn't sound like that. The wording sounds like...
She's not saying, you guys are driving me crazy, you morons.
The kids are. It sounds like she's talking to other teachers. And if she's talking to other teachers, then it's fine.
Yeah, okay. It sounded like she was like in the teacher's
lounge. That's what I'm saying.
There's been plenty of times where I've come in here not on this microphone and told you, I'm done with this goddamn place.
Yep.
And I'm not going on the air today.
Right.
And they can suck it. But then we get on the air, and that's not the case, right? Like, if that's her just venting to her colleagues, then maybe inappropriate for the break room, but not a big deal.
Okay, so it's very hard to find. Most of these articles say almost the exact same thing. They're taking the AP, and then that's it. A couple of them have a few extra quotes from a superintendent. This teacher is on administrative leave right now. But the closest thing I could find was that one of the superintendents or principals said, it's inappropriate for a teacher to say things like this, especially in front of kids, but doesn't say she said it in front of kids. And I swear to you, over the weekend, I saw a headline that said a teacher might get in trouble for something she was overheard saying while she was complaining to a janitor.
Yeah,
I didn't read that story though. But then today I see this story everywhere. Actually, it was last night. And I was like, is this the janitor? Because none of them say complaining to a janitor. It just says, these are all the headlines. Texas teacher caught calling kids utter morons, placed on leave. Texas teacher placed on administrative leave after calling junior high students morons.
Nah, nah.
They're all like this, but it doesn't say for sure. They heavily imply
if
that
you
she's
say
there.
Morons, you're a bunch of morons to the kids, and I got a problem. If you say I teach a bunch of morons to another adult, then that's just adult talk.
That's
like,
how
you're
I
allowed
feel.
To do that.
That's how I feel. She says,
I feel like everybody, I feel like, well, I would be crazy to think my French teacher, Monsieur Grouin, did not talk to his wife and say, you know, Laszlo Geiger is just an idiot and a moron. Of course he did. But if he would have said you're an idiot and a moron in class, it would have been a big deal. If he says it to his friends at the bar or texts his buddies, right, then it's not a big deal.
Or in the teacher lounge. Like, I don't have that big of a problem. So I did have teachers.
Of course not.
I had a teacher. I had a bunch of them that would do stuff like this. I remember one, though, in sixth grade. She's like, do you guys know how crazy you've been driving me with just the stupidity? And I remember she said, last night I had to take 7 ibuprofen because you guys give me such a headache and the stupidity.
Right.
Called me a derelict. I was like, I don't know what that means. But there was a lot of that going on. And right. maybe just because I grew up with it doesn't make it okay. But I feel like they get frustrated. They're around you all day. Now, if you say you're a moron, especially in front of other kids, that's bad. But look at this.
I think if they
all
say
of them
you're
say
a
she's
moron,
in trouble for calling students morons.
I think if they say to you, like you said, your teacher, if your teacher called you a derelict, I got a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do have a problem with that.
My mom wasn't happy.
But... like, if you're just talking to your friends about the class...
it sounds to me like she's talking to someone else. If I have to keep dealing with kids that are complete and utter morons, I'm done. And even... okay, so then the last thing, like, well, then she says she wouldn't help their kids if they were in trouble. If they fell into a river, I'd let them float away or I wouldn't help them.
She's still
you're allowed to vent.
Right.
I don't know. I just... and to me, it doesn't sound like she's talking to kids. And maybe that was clear at one point. But now I definitely feel like the all these different stories...
I'm curious. Julia, were you a good student in middle school and high school?
So like I told you, my elementary and middle school were combined because it was K through eight.
All right.
That, no. I mean, I wasn't bad, but like I definitely did get in trouble a few times just for talking and being loud or not doing my work.
Right.
Like I remember, so this was messed up. I remember one time, and I don't know what provoked this. Like I didn't do anything earlier that day that this teacher would say this to me, but our class was like out at lunch at recess and we were playing Truth or Dare. And the word got back to our teachers, and they got really mad about it. I don't think we were daring each other to do anything appropriate, but I think it freaked out everybody. And so this one teacher that we had was, like, a complete hothead, like, known for, like, going off. Like, everybody was kind of scared at her, of her, like, the students. And she comes in, and she starts yelling at us about playing Truth or Dare during recess, and she points it, and she's like calling kids out for specific things. And I remember she points right at me and she goes, "You have issues." What? Why?
Right. And are you old enough to even know what that means? Like, what kind of issue?
And here I am 20 years later, and I still remember she said that. And I remember how crappy it made me feel. Like, so yeah, I mean,
that
I don't think
that is
an
interesting point because I do believe what you're saying. My two children have had, in their lifetime, amazing teachers. And, like, I spend time, you go to the parent-teacher conference or you talk to them throughout. Like, my son's math teacher right now, this guy, I'm not going to give his name or whatever, but the fact that he engages with me just through email, right? Like, I'm like, he literally cares about my son.
Yeah, that's nice.
His teachers in other subjects. Like, I'm like, she literally cares about my son. I never had one. I don't believe I ever had a teacher who cared about me. Like, literally cared about me. And I feel like I got unlucky from that. But what I did get were teachers who would say those things that were devastating. And they didn't even know they were devastating at the time. Like, you know, Mr. Good in elementary school saying you'll never amount to anything. Like, are you kidding me?
Well,
I didn't have the balls to tell my dad that, but he said it, right? Like, teachers, look, I love you. And I, by the way, am a huge supporter of the public school system. Like, I'm a because that's your community. Like, be engaged. Be a part of your community. I don't do as much with the school as much as I can, but I try to coach as many sports as I can. Like, be a part of that community, right? But, man, when you get a great teacher, you can just see the difference. And when you get one who just looks at you and says you have issues, like, how old are you? You're in your 30s, right?
Yeah, I'm 30.
And you still remember, like, you
and
like,
there's a,
how many people have said bad things to you over the course of the years that you don't even remember now?
Well,
but
and
you remember,
I remember, too, when I was in high school, my parents went through their divorce, and it was really messy, and I was super depressed when it was happening, like the saddest I'd ever been as a kid. So I missed a lot of school because I think, I was just so upset, like, it made me feel physically ill. And my mom was pretty sympathetic of it during the time because she saw, like, how much it was affecting me.
Sure.
So I was never a great student. I wasn't on the honor roll, but I mostly just did what I could to pass, and that was fine. And the teachers knew that of me. So, but during this time, I was failing everything. And I remember I had this anatomy class, and the teacher came up to me. And I don't know what he was specifically talking about, I think, because it was 11th grade. And so people were starting to, like, look into colleges and, like, get ready to apply for it, take their ACTs. And he looked at me and he goes, "You're probably not going to apply for a college, are you?"
Right.
And I was like, "I don't know why." And he's like, "Well, it's not like you're ever going to really do anything with your life."
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Not kidding you.
Teacher of the year.
I went home and told my mom. My mom went up to that school so fast and like set him straight and was like, "You don't know what she's going through at home."
Right.
And like, oh my God, she lit him a new one. And so he came up to me like the next day and was like, "I'm so sorry." And I'm like, I'm not accepting that. Like, you should have said that regardless.
There is a little bit of grace that we need. By the way, I also think we need to give a, by the, as I'm defending this woman venting to her other teacher.
Real quick, I found one thing here though that I,
we have to give grace to both people. Like, my God, give a little grace to kids. Like, give it to them. Like, it's okay. Like, when you were going through that and your parents are getting divorced and it's high school, like, that is not, I always think, like, the two meanest people in school usually, let's just be honest, are the lunch ladies and the nurse. And I think it should be the opposite. That I get one lunch break where I can actually get away from whatever and have lunch and talk to my friends. You should be the nicest lady on the planet. And when I actually go see the school nurse, she should care. And that doesn't mean that in my kid's case that that's that. But in my case growing up, the lunch lady was the meanest woman in the world, didn't want anyone to talk to their friends. How does that in a break room? It doesn't. That's the time where you're actually allowed to get out and do some things and talk to your friends. And it kills me that, Jill, you said that you'll never amount to anything in college. I went to, I took radio and TV in high school. The first year I went through, the second year, they wouldn't let me take it anymore. They told me, you're never going to do this. You're not good at it. You're a problem. At that point, don't you think you encourage people?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, at that point, like, if it wasn't for, like, my anger, right, to be like, "I'll prove you wrong, Mr. Boone. I will do radio and TV as a..." If it wasn't for that, how many kids did he say, "You can't do this," because he didn't like the way they did it? How many kids just have never done it?
Right.
Never gave it a shot, right? It infuriates me to this day.
So I've gone through, I'm on like story 20 now. First 19 are all almost identical. I did find one here from Law and Crime. And according to them, they say, they add a quote here, which I didn't hear in the video. I've not seen anyone else write, but that she also said at some point, I want to carry a gun on my hip because you need to be like a police officer there.
Right.
Not saying that she wants to shoot anyone, I guess, but she's saying you need to be like a police officer.
I don't want to hear that.
But they also said in this story that they talked to a student. Then the student is in her class and just said, "I never heard her say any of that in front of us."
She didn't say it in front of us. Well,
she's just saying,
I never heard.
I didn't hear it. That's what this one student said.
You should be able to vent. Like, students, like, when I hear, like, "Oh, these kids got in trouble because they were talking smack on a teacher on, you know, Instagram or whatever they use to communicate," you know, leave them alone.
Right.
Leave them alone. They're allowed to talk smack
of
you.
It's outside of school.
They're allowed, right?
And the Supreme Court agrees.
Thing with teachers. If they want to sit around and have a couple of beers and talk to their friends and be like, "Jesus Christ, I should carry a gun with me. These kids are insane. They're, you know, they won't listen to me. Their parents are crap. They're morons." They should be able to vent like that. Just like the kids should not be able to say, "My teacher's an idiot" in class. And the teacher shouldn't be able to say, "My kids are an idiot" in class. That's it.
I get, though, why if she just bringing up the word gun at all, I understand why a school district would be like, "Look, if you're saying
you got caught on a recording
and now it's being shared on social media, don't mention that you want to bring a gun to school."
Okay, well, you know what, we can take a break, but why? Because that was exactly the answer when there was a school shooting.
True.
Where
you need to be
that
armed.
We should be armed. Yeah. So really, that's what we're going to blame her with because of all the school shootings? She says, "Maybe I should be armed?"
Well,
that was part of the answer to these school shootings.
I felt like defending this woman.
I'm starting to get
really angry. I feel like we're all kind of on the same page here. As long as this wasn't said in front of the kids, I really don't have a problem with it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Everything good?
Everything's good. All right.
We're doom scrolling?
We're doom scrolling. So at this point in 2022, I feel like if you say I'm going to the pharmacy, there's a pretty good chance you're either going to CVS or Walgreens, right? Those are the big two.
Rite Aid,
depending on where you live, right?
I just know because my mom always says, I'm going to Rite Aid.
I used to go there a lot. But
that's only
when I was a kid,
places,
there was a
right?
ton of them, though. There was a bunch of them.
Well, it used to be like guys' names.
I know.
I grew up like an I would walk to Arnold.
Carl's?
When I ran away from home in like the third grade. Put two teddy bears in my suitcase. I went to Arnold's. My dad came and got me in Arnold's.
And they used to sell weird stuff there too. Like at least the small town one that we had, they sold like paintballs and canisters for your paintball gun and BBs and stuff.
I don't know
where
Arnold sold, but I remember my dad pulling up in his car and he's like, "So, where are you headed, man?
Going to the pharmacy."
Yep. And he was like, "You know, you can come home if you want." I'm like, "I don't know. We're gonna have to negotiate some terms, sir."
There's a new big name in the pharmacy game. Have you heard about this?
No.
Mark Cuban has launched his pharmacy. I didn't know that he was going to do this. I don't know if this is something he'd been talking about for a while, but I read about it over the weekend. This morning, it's everywhere. Mark Cuban launched a pharmacy, and apparently he was inspired when the whole Martin Scorsese thing was going on, the pharma bro,
okay,
who had jacked up the prices.
For the diabetes drug or whatever it was.
Yeah. And we heard a bunch of stories after that. Oh, this happens all the time. A company buys something. The drug's been around forever. A lot of times it's a generic drug. They corner the market on it, say, we'll be the only ones that market or make it, and then we're going to sell it for 5,000 times what it costs or whatever. So Mark Cuban says, all right, there's got to be a better way. He launches this pharmacy. He has, you know, someone that he's put in charge of this pharmacy. It's its own entity, its own company. And they are able to deal directly with the manufacturers of these generic drugs. A lot of them are life-saving drugs. I think the point is that they're supposed to mostly be life-saving drugs. And then across the board, he claims it's just a 15% markup. And when you see the drastic difference in some of these prices, you go, wow, he's still getting a 15% markup, and yet it's this much cheaper than what you would pay without Mark Cuban.
So we discussed putting together a pharmacy specifically for generic drugs, where we go out and we buy them from the same manufacturers that others are buying from, but really keep our costs low and just sell it at a 15% markup.
Okay, so let me give you an example.
Okay,
here.
But so with that, you know, does my insurance company care?
You know
what I'm saying? Is my insurance company like, oh, you should go here now because you're paying less?
And I don't know if for generic, if you're like, am I just paying out of pocket because it's this cheap? I don't know.
Right.
But, I mean, and this is, they're using this one as an example, I'm sure, because it's so dramatic to see. But life-saving leukemia treatment drug, it costs, without Mark Cuban, the retail price is $9,657 per month, 10 grand a month.
Can you imagine?
Well, my dad needed a drug when he was older, and it was $8,000 a month, and they said, this is what you need, and he said, I can't take it. So he just didn't take it. That was it. Just, I'm not going to get that because there's no way.
I can't imagine.
And my mom was like, well, we should try and find a way. My dad's like, hon, there is no way.
There's no, right. I mean, well,
we financed a house for 1 month.
Right, $800 a month.
That's bad.
That's bad, and maybe, most people couldn't find that. Like, right. I don't know that I could find that, to be honest with you.
Right.
But you could try, but $8,000 a month, there's no try.
No,
it is what it is.
No. Man, this one's basically 10 grand a month retail. So this leukemia drug, $9,000, again, $657 per month. His price, $120 per month.
Wow.
So I get confused about, you know, they have like those, I don't want to say them by name, but you've seen the commercials. Use this app and tell them that you want to use this coupon. Or a lot of times the manufacturer will say,
RX,
hey,
whatever.
RX, whatever. You should take this drug. Ask your doctor about it. And if your doctor gives it to you, and a lot of times your doctor will be the one who gives you these coupons, but the mail them to you, use these coupons. I've taken several drugs over the year that were mostly for my face, you know, dermatological, is that a word? And it's something that would cost maybe like $350, I recall, one of them being somewhere around there. With the coupon, I could get it for $40. I asked the pharmacist one time, how does this work? Who's paying for this? Because this is my insurance. It's a coupon from the manufacturer. If the manufacturer is saying we're only going to charge this guy that we don't know $47 a month, then why is there a retail? And they're like, the guy said it's really complicated and hard to get into, but it's the same way those GoodRx things kind of work. And he said, with the coupon, sometimes it's as simple as, we want you to start using this drug.
Right, so you need
We'll get you on it and see if you like it. And then said, it's like, oh, you ran out of
first
coupons.
First taste is first. No, not
yeah.
A, yeah. First
it's
taste is free.
Just
you're
like
not
a drug
dealer.
Yes.
Right.
Like, let me give you a little taste of what it's like to not have acne, my friend. Mm-hmm. Maybe you will decide it's worth $350 a month.
Right.
So you can read about this in depth, but because they list a bunch
What's
of other drugs.
What's the name of
it? I don't know. I did see a name for it somewhere. Where does it say? Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company.
Okay.
And which, they got an acronym, MCCPDC. So that's his new drug. So if you find yourself at a doctor and they're like, you're going to need this really important life-saving drug and it's going to cost a lot of money, maybe check with Mark Cuban first.
Unbelievable.
It's sad that we live in a country where that has to happen, but I mean, I'm glad that he's doing it.
Right.
It sounds like it could literally save a lot of people's lives. Let's talk about people
and
trying
to... And make him more money. Like,
right, 15%.
He's not at 15%. Like, he's not at 50%. Everything sold. Nope. Like, that's a good deal.
Doesn't sound like he's losing money. He's not saying, I'm going to do this at cost.
Right.
He said in that interview, 15% markup on everything.
Right.
Wow. Well, that's knowledge worth having. Right, I don't know. Yes. Makes me a little bit angrier wasn't enough already. A woman in Texas was at a Walmart, and she goes up to the checkout, and the woman in front of her has a little toddler. Something happens here that I'm guessing most people will never encounter in their lives. But the woman, she says the kid's cute. Well, that's normal, right? Cute kid, whatever. And then she starts saying, do you want to sell the kid? And it's like a white woman, middle-aged white woman, like maybe early 50s or something. And you're like, oh, I get it. Ha ha, no, you know, he's not for sale, whatever. That's weird, though, but still, like, I mean, I assume she's trying to be funny. Now you go to the parking lot and she comes out and she's like, listen, I'm serious. I'll give you $500,000 for your baby. Now, I don't have kids. So it's easy for me to say at that price point, I'm selling. But I don't have kids.
We can make another.
I mean, seriously, and they'd have a better life. But you know what? I don't want to get in trouble. I'm just saying I don't have kids. I'm sure once you have them, some hormone kicks in that says 500 grand ain't enough. I mean, how old do you know this kid really, though? It seems like it was pretty young. But anyway, the person is upset.
I mean, it has to be some sort of chemical or, you know, like we say, evolutionary thing that kicks in and says no way.
Right.
Because if you're just looking at like anything else you could make for free... Right. You would sell for $500,000, whatever it is.
Yeah, fart in a jar like that lady.
Like, you know, fingernails or pee, right? Like anything else you could actually make for free, you would sell for $500,000.
And it's all about
But we won't do
fans.
Our offspring, and maybe that's good.
It's probably
because
good.
We have, like, you know, some sort no of evolutionary market. Thing that's like, oh, I'm not doing that. My kid's worth way more than $500,000.
Well, the cops were called. They came. They saw security footage of this woman. They could see her talking to the woman. It's not clear if they could actually hear anything that she was saying at any point, but they arrested her. She was released on a $50,000 bond.
The woman is in jail after allegedly attempting to purchase a child, Rebecca Taylor of Crockett. A woman has accused Taylor of approaching her at a Walmart and asking how much it would cost to buy her son. This is bizarre. According to The Messenger, the woman says she tried to laugh it off, but Taylor insisted, later following her out to the parking lot, offering up to $500,000 for him.
I wonder where she started. Wow. Like, give you 10 grand, 50, 100, 250. Then when you get to 500, you're like, I'm calling the cops because I'm like, what's your next offer?
Well, like a $500,000.
Do you have the money on you?
I wouldn't do it. But, like, I don't know, man.
It's a lot.
You wouldn't be able to live with yourself afterwards. Like, what? Because, like, the initial thought of it is $500,000. Boy, that's a good deal. But then, would you be able to see, like, what is she doing to that kid tonight?
Well, yeah, that's
right. Like,
but I assume
happening?
She's paying that kind of money. She
yeah, but
really
I don't know. Maybe $500,000 of torture and put it on the internet.
Horrible
like,
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, no, I can't do that.
I would say let it be on her conscience.
No, it's my kid. Like,
kidding.
I can't do that.
Kidding.
Like, if I could, can I come over and visit him four times a day? Right. Like, I don't know.
You can't do that too, and then it gets too difficult. Right. It's like when you do that with dogs, it just didn't work. So finally, the video seen around the world, or at least around the country, over the weekend, of this middle-aged, grown-ass man yelling at teenage girls at a smoothie shop in Connecticut. Now, if you read the fine print, the details of the story, it sounds like he's got a kid with a peanut allergy. He said no peanut butter in the smoothie. Whether or not there was actually peanut butter in the smoothie isn't clear. No one's saying that there was, but there was something in the smoothie he alleges that his son had an allergic reaction to. He comes into the store, starts screaming at these teenage girls who work there. At one point, he throws the smoothie at one of the girls. It hits her, the smoothie all over.
What?
He keeps going, starts screaming at the girl, calls her an immigrant. Okay, so now we're getting racist. Then he actually tries to start busting into the employee door. He could have jumped over the counter, which I thought was weird, but he starts trying to bust into that employee door, and they're calling the cops while they hold the door shut. I don't know what he was going to do when he got in there,
right.
But he was angry. And all I could think was, where are you going to get fired from? Turns out he was an advisor for Merrill Lynch, and he's no longer an advisor for Merrill Lynch, and his mugshot is everywhere now. Looks like he just got done crying in that mugshot. It's bizarre to me what compels people. He's 48 years old yelling at these kids.
I have no room to yell at
him. I want to speak to the person who made this drink. Is that you?
No,
well,
it wasn't
we don't know
me.
Who made it, so.
You don't know who made it?
There's four of us here, so we honestly don't know.
You stupid f***ing ignorant high school.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Bye.
Give it to me right now.
I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police.
Ignorant immigrant loser? Is that what he said there?
Oh, man.
Now, his kid, like, had to go to the hospital because he went into shock, but...
Now, there is something, like, if I said, hey, don't put any peanut butter in this, he's allergic to peanuts, and then you gave it to him and he almost died. I'm really angry.
And shocked.
I'm really angry,
hospital.
But I don't go in and hit teenage girls.
Now,
like, I don't know what you do. I'm angry. You call the owner of the shop. I'm sure I'd call the owner of the shop. I'm sure I'd call corporate, right? Mm-hmm. I'd be angry, but... That's not the answer.
And it said his son went to the hospital. Why aren't you at the hospital with your son? How do you still have the smoothie? Maybe the son stabilized, whatever. Yeah. Then he goes back there. Yeah. Now I'm ready to talk. And I get it. You're worked up. You were scared to death. You thought you might even lose your son. Also, I don't know anyone directly with the peanut allergy, but I know like people who have allergies and they carry the EpiPen. If you use the EpiPen, doesn't that take care of it if you know you've got the allergy? Sounds like he knew he had the allergy because he asked for it. So anyway, you can't yell at teenagers, okay? You can't. And by the way, if you do, just know you're going to be videotaped. It's going to be on TikTok. Then it's going to be on Facebook, which means everyone's going to see it. And that's when you're going to lose your job.
Yeah.
So unless you just don't have a job, I guess then you can yell at teenagers. I don't really know.
Yeah, an advisor at Merrill Lynch.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, really.
It sounds important.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.